From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A deadly day in Homs, Syria, when twin suicide attacks kill at least 42 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both the state security and military intelligence. A senior intelligence officer was killed in the attack. An Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the bombings, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. Meanwhile, a top Syrian envoy at UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva has called on all parties to condemn the latest attacks in Homs. Bashar al-Jafari, the head of the Syrian government delegation at the talks, said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. He said, "We also request the United Nations Special Envoy to request the same statement, clear statement, condemning these attacks from all the platforms participating in the Geneva process." The Syrian government responded to the attacks with an intense airstrike campaign against the only neighborhood on the city's outskirts that's still under opposition control. The government regained control of the city of Homs, one of the first to rise against President Bashar al-Assad in 2015. But the Al-Wa'ir neighborhood remained in rebel hands. Settlement negotiations to evacuate it have repeatedly faltered. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces are facing a stiffer resistance as soldiers push deeper into the western half of Mosul, the last refuge of the Islamic State group in Iraq. Lieutenant Colonel Abdul Amir el-Muhammadawi told the French news agency several elite units that previously recaptured the Mosul airport were moving north toward the center of the city. He said they plan to retake the Turkish consulate and other government buildings. The lieutenant colonel said as troops are facing increasingly heavy resistance as they move further into the city. The advances come one day after counterterrorism troops regained control of the airport in Mosul that had been controlled by the Islamic State group since 2014. Malaysian officials have declared the country's international airport a safe zone after a sweep of the terminal where North Korean ruler Kim Jong-un's half-brother was killed. Selangor Police Chief Commissioner Abdul Sama bin Mat said the airport is now safe.
There is no hazardous material found in Kiala A2. Number two, Kiala A2 is free from any form of contamination of hazardous material. And thirdly, is Kiala A2 is declared a safe zone.
Kim Jong Nam was murdered February 13th at the Kuala Lumpur airport by the VX nerve agent classified by the United Nations as a weapon of mass destruction. Two women, one Indonesian and one Vietnamese, have been detained in connection with his killing. Police are looking for several others possibly linked to the murder. Here in the United States, Democrats have a new party chairman, and it's Tom Perez, the Labor Secretary under former President Barack Obama. Perez beat out Keith Ellison, a Minnesota congressman, in the second round of voting Saturday at the Democratic National Committee convention in Atlanta. Soon after the vote was announced, Perez called for delegates to elect his opponent as the deputy chair. He said that he and Ellison are united in their values and the country.
That's what we need to continue to do. We need to make house calls. We need to listen to people. We need to get back to basics, and we need to move forward.
Perez and Ellison both pledged to rebuild state and local parties, including in Republican-dominated states. Both said the party must capitalize on widespread opposition to President Donald Trump, but also work to reach frustrated working-class voters who felt abandoned by Democrats. And President Trump used his weekly media address to mark African American History Month. He said that African Americans like Muhammad Ali had shaken up the country. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.